Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you're keeping an eye on the bestseller lists, it has been hard to miss the rise of the young adult dystopian novel. Thomas Morrissey, distinguished teaching professor of English at the State University of New York, Plattsburgh, explains why the genre is becoming increasingly popular with readers of all ages.
What accounts for the enormous popularity of Suzanne Collins' Hunger Games trilogy and books like them? Collins' novels are outstanding examples of young adult, or YA, dystopian fiction. Like their adult counterparts, these books critique the social flaws and irresponsible behaviors that mar the lives of billions and threaten our species' very survival. Unlike dystopias for adults, the YA versions must offer at least a ray of hope. They most often do this by positing dynamic characters like Collins's reluctant heroine, Katniss Everdeen. Sometimes, young rebels like Katniss topple unjust authority. Sometimes, as in M.T. Anderson's brilliant satire Feed, the resistor's failure nevertheless suggests to readers a plausible pathway to a better world. YA dystopian authors often suggest that our most successful evolutionary adaptation, intelligence, will lead to misery and even extinction unless we employ the greater wisdom and enhanced ethical awareness that their young protagonists often display. At their best, YA dystopias pre-write a better future by conveying to teen readers a sense that some adults actually get it, that they too reject the status quo, and that most of all, it is not too late for the young to enact humane values that could alter the course of history. YA dystopias are being read by adults who want positive alternatives to the often hopeless dystopias written for adults. If you hunger for the Hunger Games, you are in good company.
That was Thomas Morrissey of the State University of New York, Plattsburgh. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.